Blog Talk Radio.
I'm gonna tell you this right now. If you woke up this morning, nigga, you winning. For real. Yeah. I got a big amount. I took a different round. I am the pick of the little. I was a juvenile, gave me community, I had to pick up some little. I want to ease it, please do not tease me, I want my Yeezy to journal. This is the season, I got the season, don't make me sprinkle you niggas. I got my reason, you want to please me, send me the pussy, not pictures. Met her this week and fuck her this evening, she turn a freak on the liquor. Yeah, I am a boss on these bitches, yeah, I post a boss on these bitches, yeah, I have no thoughts on these bitches, yeah, rocked up across on these bitches, yeah, deal of the party, y'all is the day, on some Prince shit, you know what they say. Me and my safe got a friendship. 10 on me. Thin weight, flip weight, getting paid, getting late. Bitch made, took off 6 days. 6 tray, 6 4, bounce, bitch, bounce. Hood nigga. Favorite spot was the Whopper House. Patty melt with the hash brown. Trying to board all the pat downs. Trying to board all the lane hole. Weirdos in the background. Blackout when I back out. Blow the horn for a pedestrian. Shorty ride like an equestrian. I bought the dress that she in. Red bottoms in his and hers. Got a rollie in his and hers. Got a car in his and hers. Walk in the zoo and say pick a fur. Last night was a blur to me. This morning I got 2 with me. I don't know what to do with me. Going ape like the zoo with me. Got a tool with a screw missing. 2 girls in the pool kitchen. Everywhere I go to ride with me. Cutting niggas acting too fishy.
Fuck y'all niggas on, man. Duffel bag forever. Just left V Live. Atlanta could never die long as Tit alive.
Yeah. Look, I got a big amount. I think I'm the biggest out. Got hits and I ain't even put them out. Lit and you can't even put it out. Got the Billboard melodies. Rapping something I do on the side. Crossed over to the other side. And I didn't even have to die. Got the money and I never show it. Let a nigga try and play heroic. Michael Jackson talking to me in my dreams. And he say you bad and you know it. Better Shimon on my check then. I'm a J Prince investment. Niggas love to talk reckless. Then see me like best friends. Got the same color FN. And I never seen the inside of a Marriott or a West End. 5 stars, nothing less than. Fuck niggas on your payroll. And you let them know the safe code. And you knew them for a month though. But you call them niggas big bro. You can move in and hidden hills and we still don't live by the same code. I'm respected everywhere I go. Nigga long live bankroll. Skip the rainbow, funny style shit and straight to the pot of gold. Somebody, everybody know. Six God with the God flow.
System that gives way once acid enters the body. In strengthening these systems, we find that people with AIDS, diabetes, leukemia, sickle cell, in less than 48 hours begin to show you where their health has improved. And many who had AIDS, I have diagnosed the sheet to show you, the world, that we have cured AIDS in 14 to 17 days. On the average, we cure AIDS 3 months, 90 days. We say that we are intelligent. We say that we are cosmic. We also go further and say, I am spiritual. But imagine this, you spiritual people, that the day that your mother and father decided to copulate and make love, The sperm of your father was already compromised with acid. And the ovum of your mother, likewise. So here you find a child, like say me, born from a compromised sperm, adulterated sperm, and he's going to tell the world that he's smart. How could I be? When the very structure of sperm that made me was compromised with blood and starch. But they were a part of me. that was preserved. I didn't go to school. That was the better part of me. If I had gone to school, I would not have been able to afford myself as a servant on the level and in the perspective that I am doing so today. Why? Because schools would have interfered with me. Because the schools promote protein, enzymes, and vitamins. Well, these things have been used over the years. I do not promote those things. Because I'm like outside of the box. I'm living in a broader perspective where we find that the body does not need enzymes, protein, or vitamin. The body needs electric food. Being born from an adulterated sperm, I was born with asthma. At 27, I have diabetes. At 28, I was impotent. At 30, I wore glasses and I weighed 291 pounds. Here I am today now at 74, without any of those manifestations. Not that I'm as healthy as I could be or should be, because I started off eating garbage. I was eating everything that my mother gave me, which was garbage. None of it was complimenting me. But what this shows, that at the age of 30, I visited a Mexican in Cuernavaca, Morelos, which is Mexico. This man showed me that I was in direct violation of my ancestors. He took me away from all blood and stars, and he gave me these three bags. Each bag would last me a month.
What was in the bag?
A bunch of herbs, already grind up and mixed, but I never knew what the herbs were because that's a trademark.
Did you eat them, drink them?
No, I made 3 cups of tea every day. I would drink 3 cups of tea every day. And at the ending of 90 days, I didn't have any disease. But at the end... Yes, I was going to the bathroom 5 and 10 times a day. I had a great big stomach. I was passing fecal matter for days, even after I didn't eat. 48 days after I didn't eat, I was still passing fecal matter. Then it was just mucus coming out. But what I noticed was this.
Where was the mucus coming out?
From the body.
Wow.
From the body, my bowels. What I remember, I loved it, and I have it in the book, that when the first 14 days, the first 7 days I was busy. From the 7th to the 15th day, no, from the first day to the 7th day, I was calm and pretty. I felt good. But from the 7th to the 15th, I was dizzy every day. I was dizzy. I had to crawl to the bathroom on my all fours. I went to the bathroom for a whole week on my knees, on my hands. I couldn't stand up because everything was moving. But on the 16th day when I woke up, it was a peace that I didn't remember. A peace that I never remembered in my life. Then on the 27th, on the 20th day, I didn't hear the wheezing in my chest that I used to have in asthma. Then my diabetes, 140 and 200, no longer exists.
And how much do you weigh now?
I only weigh 158 pounds.
How much were you weighing?
291. So, by the end of 27th day, on the 57th day, I woke up, and this is where an argument came into my brain. When I was a little boy, all the men in Honduras from Trinidad, from Barbados, from the United States, they would have these conversations in the barbershop. And what they would always say, that if you want to please a wife sexually, eat a lot of eggs raw, and drink a lot of milk, and eat a lot of raw meat or meat for protein. Well, these things are the very things that interfere with your life. Now, I didn't eat anything for 57 days, and when I woke up, after not having an erection for 2 years, I was impotent. Why am I not impotent when I woke up on the 57th day? Why my penis is erect? Because my body got the opportunity to drain itself of the buildup of calcification, cholesterol, triglycerides, and the rest. So now, the orifice, which is the penis, is spongy. It needs blood to flow to erect it. But now, those little orifices are clogged. But in 57 days, it would drain down. And I think I was very happy. I recognize that the black woman, I repeat, the black woman is from whom we all came that are black. So if I came out of a black woman, how could I be as smart as her? I don't understand how I could be. I believe that I'm few of the black men or males that understand that. That the black woman is of a greater equity to the union than I am. Because she and she alone is what trains the cubs. You will never see a cub following a lion. Cubs follow the mama. Because the daddy can't teach the cubs anything. It is the mama that teaches everything. But we have grown into this philosophical man that we have to compound the problem by putting our woman down.
So
I am not one of them. That has to come from slavery. Because if I ask the religious people, they're going to say, God said that. But if God said that, maybe God was talking to some other folks instead of some black folks in the forest of Africa. Because in the forest of Africa, we were one. The resonance of a black woman ovum is of a higher vibration than that of a white man's sperm. The ovum of a black woman and the sperm of a black man is of the same vibratory rate. They come from the same genetic structure. Now, whenever a black woman ovulates, in the first days of its ovulation, that black sperm is going to find it and impregnate, and there is the result of a baby. But when the black woman is ovulating and she's married to a white man, the white man's sperm does not have the same vibration as that of a black woman's ovum. So what's going to happen here? The sperm is not going to be able to penetrate because the resonance is greater from here, pushing it back. So when does the white man's sperm impregnate a black woman ovum? When the ovum is on the second or third day dying, then it goes in. But the baby is the result of that. This is why you would find that the baby from a union of black and white is weak, whether bone or eyes. But they will show signs of disease. Because it is not black with black and white with white. If a white man make a baby with a white woman, that is affinity. When a black man make baby with a black woman, that is also affinity. You see, gorillas doesn't have babies with polar bears. And buzzards doesn't have babies with pelicans. But human beings believe, but it's okay. Another human being. Yeah, maybe so. But of different genetic structure. That is forbidden in the laws of life. That never happened. Within the cosmic arrangement, animals doesn't crossbreed. Only human beings in the name of love.
Salam and good day to the goddesses and gods. We hope your daily life is going pleasant, divine. If you continue to listen to this record, your psyche is voluntarily entering the terms and agreements of all good and no evil. Anyone who is found utilizing evil will be exiled by the host. And this is a notice and disclaimer inside for the love of commerce. We never give legal advice and we never practice law. If you are searching for those things, you will have to search somewhere outside for the love of commerce. So for all mention, we offer grace and benevolence.
Peace, peace, peace to the gods. Peace to the gods. Hello, world. How are we doing today? I hope we are all wonderful, magnificent, and great. Today is a knowledgeable Sunday. And today, I bring forth some interesting information. The information that I bring forth today we will be talking about the great Dr. Savy. Great Dr. Savy. Now, during previous shows, we've talked about Alfredo Bowden, which is his birth name. And we've talked about the majority of his products and the things of that sort, especially when it comes to Health Tuesday. Well, today, I want to give you guys some background information on this particular subject. But first, starting off, for those of you who decides to join today, if you're on the line listening and you want to get inside of the private chat, feel free to send me a email at fortheloveofcommerce@gmail.com, and I will definitely add you to the private chat. Okay, and if you're online and you're tuning in with me online and you want to be on the call line, the call-in number is 563-999-3670. All right. And so, again, for the private chat, it is fortheloveofcommerce@gmail.com. Please send me an email, and I would gladly get you guys into the private chat. All right. Well, let's dive into it. Who is Dr. Savy? We could go to Savy Guide. Let's start off. Matter of fact, let's go to Wikipedia first, because I like to kind of get a little info on Wikipedia to see what Wikipedia has to offer. All right. I kind of grew up off of Wikipedia, encyclopedias. So I want to know what they have to offer about the great Dr. Savy. And it says, Alfredo Darrington Bowman, born November 26, 1933, to August 6, 2016, better known as Dr. Savy, was a Honduran self-proclaimed herbalist healer who also practiced in the United States for a period in the late 20th and early 21st centuries. Bowman falsely claimed to cure all disease with herbs and a plant-based alkaline diet based on various pseudoscientific claims, and denied that HIV caused AIDS. He set up a treatment center in Honduras, then moved his practice to New York City and Los Angeles. Numerous entertainment and acting celebrities were among his clients, including Michael Jackson, Lisa Left Eye Lopez, and John Travolta. Although he used the title and name Dr. Savy, Bowman had not completed any formal medical training. He was considered a quack by licensed doctors, attorneys, and consumer protection agencies in the United States. He was arrested, being accused by New York State of practicing medicine without a license. After trial, Bowman was acquitted based on legal definition of medicine for his herbs. He was later charged in civil suit that resulted in him being prohibited from making therapeutic claims for his supplements. In May 2016, Bowman was arrested in Honduras for money laundering after being found carrying tens of thousands of dollars in cash with insufficient accounting for his origin. During several weeks detention in jail, he contracted ammonia. He died in police custody as he was being transported to a hospital. Now, let's get a clear understanding of what the United States wants us to understand about the great Dr. Sabin. Firstly, Dr. Sabin never once said he practiced with medicine. He was a herbalist. That is a big difference. I want people to understand the difference between herbs and medicine. When you're dealing with medicine, you're dealing with man. All right? You're dealing with anything that scientists can create in a laboratory. Dr. Sabin did not create medicine. He was a herbalist. A herbalist is one, and we definitely need to go deeper into the words herbalist. Let's go into it. Herbal, and see, I don't like this definition because it says the word herbal medicine. Okay? So, but we're going to go back and see, and we're going to get the understanding of what herbs actually, what is the herb? You see what I'm saying? Like, matter of fact, let's go to etymology and see what herbs are. All right. And I'm going to put that inside of the private chat as well. And we've went over this before. Okay. But we're going to go over it again just so that our listeners can get a better understanding of Dr. Sabin. Then it says herb, now, 1300th century. Non-woody plant, especially a leafy vegetable used for human food. From old French, herby, grass, herb, plant seed to animals. 12th century, modern French, herby. From Latin, herba, grass, and herb. Herbage, turf, weeds. Source also of Spanish, yerba, Portuguese, herba, Italian, herba. The form of the English word was refashioned after Latin since 15th century, but the H was mute until 19th century. Slang, meaning marijuana, is a test from 1960s. The native word is wort. Okay, and then also herb, noun, a plant lacking a permanent woody stem. Many are flowering garden plants or pot herbs, some having medicinal properties, some are pests. And then you have herb, noun, aromatic pot herb used in cookery for its savory qualities. Okay? Now, let's get to the understanding. It was a vegetable used for human food. Okay? So, we used to use this for our food. But nowadays, what we call food, we have what we look at as today, we are serving each other anything out of boxes, anything that has been made or tampered with, added with some form of starch, some form of flavor. We're looking for anything that tastes good. That's the food that we're eating today. So when you actually taste a herb, it is like the nastiest thing that you can actually taste, because you are so used to all the sweet fake flavors that you have been saturated with. So again, Wikipedia has it that Dr. Savior was a person of who practiced medicine. Okay? And that's not what Dr. Savior was about. He did not practice medicine. So let's get that understood. Okay? All right. And then it says, early years and career. Bowman was born in 1933 in Iliga, Honduras. He first learned of herbal healing and related traditional practices from his grandmother. His grandfather was originally from Haiti. Bowman, who was of African descent, identified himself as an African in Honduras, not as an African Honduran. Bowman became frustrated with Western medical practice and treating his own illness, such as asthma, diabetes, impotency, and visual impairment, and visited an herbalist in Mexico named Alfredo Cortez, who confirmed to him that he was dying. After that, Bowman began his own healing practice in Honduras. He developed a treatment that he called the African Bioelectric Cell Food Therapy and claimed that it could cure a wide range of diseases, including cancer and AIDS, as well as a variety of chronic conditions and mental illnesses. He also developed related herbal products. Bowman set up a center in the 1980s near La Ceiba, Honduras, and marketed his herbal products in the United States. He called his center the Ucha Research Institute, as located in the village of Ucha. According to McGill University, Bowman's diet and food therapy was based on the discredited alkaline diet and showed a fundamental misunderstanding of genetics. His belief on the origin of disease denied germ theory and factored in Falk's Afrocentric claims about the unique genetic characteristics of Africans and their diaspora, which was referred to as race pseudoscience. In a Criteria article published by McGill University, early 1980s, AIDS had nearly been recognized as a disease as an epidemic started in the United States. The numerous cases in New York and other major cities, Bowman claimed that HIV is not the cause of AIDS and used herbal remedies to treat people. In 1987, Bowman was arrested and charged in New York with practicing medicine without a license. The jury acquitted him, saying the state had failed to prove he made a medical diagnosis. And there we go again with the medical diagnosis, okay? In the 1990s, he was sued in New York for making claims of therapeutic benefits for his products. As a result of the civil case, he was prohibited from making such claims. He relocated to Los Angeles, where he cultivated celebrities among his clients. He gradually earned considerable revenue, more than $3,000 a day, after giving advice and developing a wide range of celebrity clients such as Lisa Lopez, Steven Seagal, John Travolta, Eddie Murphy, and Michael Jackson. He reportedly treated Jackson in 2004 before the latter went to trial. Arrested in death controversy. On 28 May 2016, Bowman was associate Pablo Medina Gamboa was arrested on charges of money laundering at the John Manuel Galvez de Rotain Airport after they were found to be carrying $37,000 in cash and had no explanation for it. They were attempting to transfer from a commercial flight from the United States to a private plane for another destination in Honduras. Bowman was released pending a court hearing on June 6, 2016, but he was rearrested by the public Mysterio on money laundering charges. He was held for several weeks in a Honduras prison while his family was attempting to obtain his release. He fell ill, and after police officials realized the severity of his condition, they transported him to a hospital. Bowman died of complications of pneumonia on August 6, 2016, en route to hospital de Antonio. The length of his time in custody and the poor condition of the jail may have contributed to his death. Some of his followers questioned the circumstances of his arrest and death. They claimed that there was a conspiracy to silence him because his teachings differed from the medical establishment and threatened the pharmaceutical industry. Now, one thing that I can say about Dr. Sabi, Mr. Bowman, was that I was one to take his therapeutic package. And I live with those remedies throughout the day. And I also teach my children as well. Not just my children, but I teach my wife as well, my family. One of the reasons being is because this is a way of life for all of us. As you heard in the beginning, the tiger doesn't take his cubs to the polar bear to be taught how to live. This is taught in home. I have to teach my children that everything that you are learning, even in school, can affect your way of thinking when you are outside and living your daily life. So we must practice our herbal treatments daily. We must practice it at least 1 to 2 to 3 times a week. If we continue to practice this, it becomes a steady routine. This keeps away the sickness. This keeps away the illness. This keeps away the diseases. Because you have to remember, an illness, as we went over in the past, is only a disease. Dr. Sabi was one who taught us where to get the information. If you could go back to the old days, you can remember that our ancestors taught us to follow the animals. The animals was who we looked at for information. We followed them. We received the information. My dog was sick one day. And I talk about this a lot. My dog did not hang with other dogs. My dog hung with me and my family. And I had it on the road with me when I was a truck driver. And I never showed my dog off to other dogs. So it never knew how to be a dog. It was the instinct. It's the same way with human beings. We have instincts. So what did my dog do when it got sick? It went to heal itself with all natural herbs. It didn't have to go to a doctor. The bowel movements were so severe that it was pooping just without it even trying to. It just, my dog was just pooping everywhere, you know? And so one day I decided to stop the truck, and we was in a wild field, and I noticed that my dog was eating. It would go deep into the field, and every time chance it got, the whiskers of you know, and the senses of my dog was grabbing all natural trees that could help heal its bowel movement. And it did that for several days until the bowel movement turned back normal. Now, the thing about that was I had to question myself as a dog lover, what am I feeding my dog? Why is it that if my dog could really, you know, catch some form of sickness off of everything that I was feeding it, I had to question that. What am I feeding it? You know? And so I thought about it. My dog had teeth as like a wolf would. It had teeth for biting wood, bones, or you know, tearing open flesh. And so what we are doing to our dogs is we are turning our dogs into, by controlling the brain, we feed it what we need it to eat in order for it to obey. Because if you ran into a wild dog who, you know, what it is designed to eat, a lot of us would have no control of our dogs without trying to, because majority of us beat our dogs in order for us to gain control, and the dog still loves you. But if the dog ate what it was structured to eat, of course, you would not be hitting the animal and treating it unfairly. Let's see you go into the wild and beat a wolf. Let's see you go into the wild and beat a bear and see won't it attack you. You see, so we have to understand that the food that we're eating is the same food that we are eating today based off of control. If they do this to you, they can control you. But once you get back into the natural eating habits, it's less control. You can be controlless. All right? So we must keep that in mind. All right, so we've actually went over the halfway mark. Let's go into a quick break. And when we come back, we will finish up about the great Dr. Sabi. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. We are here today live in effect on Knowledgeable Sunday, and we're talking about the great Alfredo Bowman, a.k.a. Dr. Sabi. All right? And again, if you are just joining in with us online, the call-in number is 563-999-3670. And if you would like to join me inside of the private chat, please feel free to send me an email at fortheloveofcommerce@gmail.com. And I will be glad to get you inside of the private chat. All right, let's jump back into it. We was on Wikipedia inside of the private chat about Dr. Sabi. All right. And let's go down to where we see lawsuits. And it says, lawsuits. In 1987, the New York State Attorney General charged Bowman with two counts of practicing medicine without a license after he placed ads in local newspapers claiming to be able to cure AIDS. The Attorney General's office sent undercover agents to his office to gain diagnosis and treatments for purported symptoms of disease. Bowman was acquitted because jurors said the tape recorded by the agents failed to show that Bowman had made a medical diagnosis on their purported conditions. Again, you see, that's the reason why it was dismissed, because he didn't practice medicine. He was a herbalist. All right. And then it says, in an effect to stop Bowman's false claims, the New York Assistant Attorney General for Consumer Fraud filed a civil suit against Bowman, his Ogun Herbal Research Institute, and other named businesses. It resulted in a consent agreement by which he was prohibited from making therapeutic claims for his products. He was also fined $900. The suit had ruled that the claims were unsubstantiated. All right. And then it says, Alfredo Bowman and Dr. Sabi LLC versus Michael Jackson. In 2004, Bowman reported treating Michael Jackson prior to his being tried on counts of child abuse. Bowman claims to have helped the singer overcome addiction to painkillers, Demerol and morphine, with his African bioelectric cell food therapy. He worked with Jackson for 6 months at a retreat in Aspen, Colorado. After Jackson's brother, Randy, paid Bowman $10,000, Bowman sued Michael Jackson for related costs, claiming that the singer owed him $380,000 and seeking an additional $600,000 in lost revenue for having deferred other clients and various speaking engagements. Raymond Bain, a publisher of Jackson, denied that her client received any professional treatment or that he had any painkiller addiction. The case was dismissed in 2015 for lack of prosecution. Now, we all know that Mr. Jackson did have some form of addiction the way that he went out with his last treatment from the doctor that they accused of giving him extra doses of Demerol or morphine, and that, you know, he also had some form of addiction to those narcotics. And I do remember seeing this on national TV. So, and you can go back and check the reports yourself. So this had to have, I'm not saying that this was true, but, you know, it had some truth to it. All right. Well, let's dive deeper. Let's get back into the private chat. We can go now to Sabi Guide. And it says, who was Dr. Sabi? Dr. Sabi biograph. Alfredo Darrington Bowman, a.k.a. Dr. Sabi, was born in 1933 in Honduras, where he also sadly died in August 6, 2016. He never attended formal school, yet discovered how to treat several life-threatening diseases, healing people that most modern doctors claim to be incurable. A lifetime of study and research into alternative health and healing through plant-based diets and herbs led to him pioneering what he called the African Biomineral Balance, also known as the Dr. Sabi Diet. All right. Research and studies. Dr. Sabi was knowledgeable of several disciplines within healing and alternative medicines. In one video, we witnessed him talking about Samuel Hadorman and his work on homeopathy and allopathy. Okay, allopathy. Not only did he study the work of Europeans, Dr. Sabi was also well-versed in South and East Asian schools of thought, such as Ayurveda and Yin and Yang. While he never sought to criticize or condemn the healing practices or general eating habits of other cultures and people, he made a point of emphasizing the role of genetic plays in determining the right type of food for each of us. Genetics and diet. Dr. Sabi placed a great deal of emphasis on the connection between genetics and food. If you're going to heal someone, you have to find the diet that is consistent with that person with their genes. He compared himself, a black man, to the lengths of the Eskimo, saying that he could never consume the amount of fat that the Eskimo can. His body wouldn't be able to handle it. Simply put, because it doesn't need to. It's not about if anyone is better or worse, good or bad. In nature, that doesn't exist. What exists is nature is merely different. Relationship with celebrities. From movie stars to pop stars, Dr. Sabi was involved with a number of very high-profile celebrities throughout his career, the likes of Michael Jackson, John Travolta, Eddie Murphy, and all others all sought him out. Especially noteworthy is Lisa Left Eye Lopez, who was first introduced to Dr. Sabi in 1997 and frequently visited Honduras to undergo cleanses under his guidance. She described Dr. Sabi as being a gift and claimed that he is someone she believes in despite what the media was saying. Alright, lawsuits and court cases. Dr. Sabi was first charged as far back as 1987 when New York City pinned a criminal charge of practicing medicine without a license on him. He was acquitted, found not guilty, as the jury claimed that the state failed to show that he did in fact make any official medical diagnosis. 1933, however, more serious action was taken against Dr. Sabi and Usha, this time in the form of a civil lawsuit stating that they had been making unsubstantiated therapeutic claims. This meant a fine for Dr. Sabi and company along with explicit orders prohibiting Oregon Herbal Research Institute, Usha, Fig Tree Product Company, Alfredo Bowman, Maai Bowman, and their successors, Hearth and Assigns, platform claiming that their products or services could cure, relieve, or alter in any way the course of AIDS, herpes, leukemia, sickle cell anemia, lupus, or other human diseases or physical conditions, distributing or advertising such products, and diagnosing, treating, or prescribing for any human disease without a valid state license by the New York State Education Department. All right, and then it says arrest and death. In 2016, events that would ultimately lead to Dr. Savy's dismiss began to unfold when he was first arrested in March while attempting to transfer from a commercial flight from the United States to private plane of the Juan Manuel Galvez de Rotain Airport in Honduras, carrying $34,000 in cash. In May, he was arrested yet again, this time with $50,000 in cash. After being taken into custody, he was released in June before being arrested by the public minister on money laundering charges. Despite being seriously unwell at the time, the 82-year-old Dr. Savy was held in a Honduran prison for weeks before passing away en route to hospital D'Antonio on 6 August 2016 due to complications of pneumonia. Many out there seriously believe that the length of his time in custody and the conditions of the jail may have contributed to his death, and that his arrest and subsequent death were part of some larger scheme to silence him due to the nature of his teaching and the clear conflicts they had with the medical establishment. And that really concludes basically everything that was listed on both sites when it came to Dr. Savy. Now, let me speak on my opinion. Had I not taken this journey on my own, I believe that, you know, I possibly would have died a long time ago or lived with a severe illness until I died. I've had friends to drop like flies, or people around me to drop like flies, and continue doing the things that they were doing until their death. I've had, you know, homeboys. I've even had my son's mom, who I've recently talked about, who basically seen me work miracles and actually it led to her death. And one of the things that we must understand is that Dr. Savy said that he was one thing, and, you know, the reason why he survived so long, he was obedient. He was very obedient. I have a problem with the people that surround themselves around me because they fight so diligently to be disobedient with life, but wonder why they have certain problems. I've yet to understand as to why majority of us are kicking ourselves so hard to do what is right. And I get it. A lot of us have this idea that we are grown, I can do this, I'm grown now, I can do that. And being grown comes with great responsibilities. But if you are a parent, it is lessons that you must teach your children. And that lesson is the lesson of life. I carry the lesson of life, being obedient to life. When I look outside, I have cats that wander around outside. we are so consistent on being those people that want to just indulge in life around us. One of the reasons I say this is because I see people who try to pick up animals that don't want to be picked up. This is the reason why I don't visit the zoos, because I say if we're going to be able to live together in nature, I want to be able to understand the animals without having to touch them. They want to understand me without having to touch me. And I learned a lot from all the animals, from the birds to the cats, the dogs, the squirrels, you know, all the animals that we see. Even we today have a pet dragon, you know, and I'm learning more and more from it. But, you know, it's a thing where my wife asks, why don't you touch it? Everything is not meant to be touched. I don't necessarily have to touch something in order to understand it. But we are so touchy-touchy, feely-feely in order for us to understand each other, and that is the wrong way to be. Dr. Sebi was an understanding individual. He understood that. He understood the body. He understood sickness. He understood health. He understood all of those things. And he was a man of great wisdom. Because no matter how many people try to fight the information that he's brought toward us, they can never take the fact that, hey, it is a lot of people, including myself, who have went and listened to him and stay on the obedient path for so long, and we've seen miracles happen in our lives. And the disobedient people, we've seen them perish. The people that fight so hard, that talk negative, we see those people. We see them passing away. So it is a lot of truth to the great Dr. Savior. The herbs are for the healing. My children get sick now, they're asking for the herbs. My wife gets sick now, she's asking for the herbs. No one loves to be sick. No one. So, what lesson did we get from this message today? The great Dr. Sebi had great information. And with that information, we must take that information and pass that information on from generations to generations. Even in the Bible, they spoke on the Balm of Gilead. And I heard the great Dr. Sebi on one of his documentaries talk about the Balm of Gilead. Now, this information is throughout the Bible. It's throughout all of the history. You can go to the Bible. You can go to the Quran. You can go through the Quran. You can go through any one of these informational books and find out about the herbs that you are looking for. Nowadays, we have so many different researches about the people, but you have to remember, when you were born, you had a mama and you had a daddy. Even if you didn't see your mom, and you had some form of information about her. Your dad probably gave you some information about her, but the real information came from your mother. So that meant it was two sides to a story. You must take in all information, but you must listen to other sides. That's all I have for you guys today. Shout out to Kalam. He's out doing commerce, man, and man, shout out to him. I know that, you know, whenever I'm off the show, he tries to step in and get the ball rolling on his end. So that was my job today. I am J-Rock, and I thank you guys for listening to me today about the great Dr. Savior. I will try to be in on Monday. It's a busy, busy day, but I will most definitely try to be in on Monday. And, man, to bring you some historical information. All right? Man, peace to the God.
Let me call you, no dancer. I said we can call you some more. Yeah, you leave me no choice, so ready to not go up here for your demand. And you had that tight dress on when I saw you last night at the club. Even though I had my dark shades on, I was looking at you all night long. I'm in the middle of the street. How did I ever let you leave, Bordo? Why did I drink this Hennessy? And I don't know what come over me. And I just wanna make me come party. Don't want to lose it to nobody, no. My body no go free. And I don't know what come over you. As you see me, so I know about you. I swear to God, you can come out too. Oh, you can come out too. Something I've been watching. I might just run the something. I'm rapping, loving, 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 loving like a monkey. A junkie for your loving. I must be high or something. But now it doesn't really matter because I'm in the middle of the street. How did I ever let you leave? Oh, why did I drink this Hennessy? Ba, 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 ba. And I don't know what come over me. I just wanna make me come party. Don't want to lose you to nobody, no. My body no go free. And I don't know what come over you. As you see me, so I know about you. I swear to God, you could come back to me. Oh, you could come back to
me. I feel as if I did not believe you. How can I take this kind of soul? I can't take what's life anymore. What's trying for me? Playing with you. Baby, you're done. So maybe I'm through. Baby, you're a sufferer, a soldier, killer of your own heart. If you treat me kinda, kept me closer, but we still apart. Isn't easy with me. Didn't get distant, loosen myself up from what I kinda shouldn't be. But now I'm in the middle of the street. How did I ever let you leave? I don't know. Why did I dream this Tennessee?
Then I don't know what come over me. And I just wanna make me come body. Don't want to lose you to nobody, no. My body no go free. And I don't know what come over you. As you see me, so I know about you. I swear to God, you can come back to. Oh, you can come back to.